The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid, wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. If you are listening to this podcast, it is Friday, January 15th, but there's a chance that you're watching on Twitch or YouTube instead, in which case it's around 4 p.m. on Thursday, January the 14th. If you want to watch this show live as well as pregame shows on Saturday and Sunday, 1 hour before the game start, and we'll do gambling and DFS information for you. And then we do fourth quarter live, a little sweat, followed by post games for, into the actual live recap podcast each night that you can watch. If you want to see the sausage gets made, go to twitch.tv/CBS Sports HQ or download the Twitch app and subscribe to the CBS Sports HQ profile, or go to youtube.com and search for Pick Six Pod. You can watch all of this stuff live there. Joining me now to pick the four games in the divisional round weekend for the Best Bets podcast live on Twitch, a Twitch superstar himself, Pete Prisco, as well as Kenny White and RJ White. What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's going on?
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. What is up? Let's go. Let's go make some money. Had a bad week last week. RJ did not. Kenny had an awful week. I'll put that out there. And Brinson, you were just mezzemez.
Mezzemez? Okay. That sounds about right. So for those who don't know, and I'm being blessed by the glorious sun onto my office space here, what we do is we have $100 per week for the first three rounds of the playoffs. So we allocate $100 across the games of the week, however we want to do them. And then we're going to get $200 each for the Super Bowl, reset the money each week so we don't want Pete running out when he bets on the I don't know.
I'm the only one that's close to running out. So.
Well, no, Kenny, you reset now, so you get 100.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, I know that. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, you would be at a significant disadvantage.
He almost had to go to the Shylock this week, Kenny.
Yeah, no kidding. That would be really rough.
RJ finished down $4, so I guess you basically got juiced out. I'm down $12 after the first week. Kenny, Pete down $21, and Kenny down $61. Oh, no. But don't worry. Easy to make it back. Just a couple of underdog money line parlays. Hit them and you'll be fine, Kenny. by the way, you can check out Playoff Bold Predictions with myself, Debo, and Ryan Wilson, the feed. Also talk plenty of good stuff with Brady Quinn, Jonathan Jones, and I talked to Sean Watson earlier in the feed. And of course, coming up in the feed, we'll have Saturday and Sunday breakdowns of all the action from the divisional round. Some say this is the best weekend of the sports year, Pete.
This is my favorite weekend of the sports year. There's no doubt about it. Always has been. Four, you know, you got eight teams to get to the four, and that's just fantastic. I love this weekend.
And we got a good, I mean, you can say what you want about the Browns and the Rams. But even I think this is a good group of four teams. Like this is a good group of eight teams, excuse me. Like I would be surprised if we don't get some good conference championship matchups coming out of it, but we'll see what happens. Let's dive in and give people some best bets, and we will start in chronological order with the Rams and the Packers playing. Pete, your preseason Super Bowl pick from the NFC, the Green Bay Packers, coming off their bye because they were the number one seed in the NFC. You nailed that one. I still owe you $100 for the freaking Packers and the Lions, like, because I'm a moron. Packers minus 6.5, over under 45.5. Where are you headed with this one?
Yeah, I think this is a high number for a good defense, but I really do think that the Packers are the play here. I just don't know how the Rams are going to muster enough offense to keep up, because I think the Packers are going to score. But I'm a little scared of the number at 6.5, but not that scared of it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the Packers in a teaser for $20, and I'll tell you the other part of that teaser later on. And I will take them in a parlay for 10. It's a three-team parlay, so I'm going for the gusto. So
Moneyline parlay or against a spread parlay?
It's against a spread parlay.
Okay. Just curious.
But, yeah, I like this game. I'm intrigued by this. This is a fun game for me because I love watching great quarterbacks play against great defenses. And I think this is an opportunity for Rodgers to cement himself. He is the MVP, but to cement himself as a guy who really is playing at a high level. And I think he will do that in this game.
Yeah, I am also on the Packers. I have it as a pick on Sportsline. I'm only going to lean for it on the podcast because I'm like Pete. I'm going to tease him down. The Rams have an awesome defense, but the Green Bay offense ranks number one in points per drive, percentage of drives that ends in a four, percentage of drives that end in a turnover. They're last, so they're the best team there. Rodgers has 48 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. If you're the Rams, you're not going to slow him down completely. I don't care what defensive backs you're throwing out there. He's too good. So Rams only hope is to run the ball, but because Goff wasn't good against Seattle, he was 9 for 19. He's going to be with that hand that's giving him issues in cold weather. I don't like how that's going to set up. And that Green Bay defense is playing really well. They've allowed 16 or less in 4 of the last 5, including to a great run offense in Tennessee. And that's why how I think the Rams have to play, just to run the ball. So my bet here, just on this game, is the Rams alternate total under 18 points. It's a plus 100 bet, even odds, $10 to win $10. And I think, you know, take the under on their team total. Their regular one is 19.5. I like that too. But I think 18, you know, just to get those even odds is a little bit better for me. I think Rams need to throw to keep up, and that Green Bay pass defense hasn't allowed 250 yards in 6 straight. So I can't see Goff at less than 100% being the guy to crack that streak. So I like the Packers to go away with it. I'm going to be safe and tease them down like Pete. But take that Rams alternate total under as well.
Yeah, I'm using Green Bay in a teaser as well. Why not? The bye week is big this time of year. Aaron Rodgers, ATS at home. He's covered 64% of his games over his career when he's playing at home. There's just something about Lambeau that, the other teams are intimidated by it. It just seems like it's just the cold weather, the field. It's just everything all rolled into one. And then the best quarterback in the game right now at his age, having a career year. This is a career year for him. He's broken almost every record, every category that he's had, in football. So I think he continues. The Rams do have a great defense. That's the only thing that really scares me about the game is the Rams defense is that good. I don't know how they beat Seattle last week with Wolford going out early in the game and then Goff coming in and not being able to throw the football. I think Goff was only one of 3 quarterbacks that have won a playoff game while completing less than 50% of his passes. Another week should make his hand a little bit better. So Green Bay's offense, I think, is just too good. I think they're going to score. We know that Aaron Donald's not 100%. I think the Packers put up plenty of points in this game, and I think the Rams are going to have to throw it to keep up. So I'm going to go over the 45.5. Going to be cold, but no wind, and the field is heated. So actually makes for a little bit of a fast track, a little bit of a slippery track, and will help the offenses.
So nobody here thinks the Rams are a live dog at all. Everybody here thinks the Rams are a dead dog.
I mean, the Rams could, any team can win in the playoffs. Anything can happen. I just don't see it against this great Packers offense.
Yeah, and how's Goff's thumb going to be in the cold weather? I mean, that's iffy.
Yeah. So
and he got it through it last week. I didn't, when I saw him come in, I thought there's no way the Rams are going to win this game. They're not going to beat Russell Wilson. How are they going to beat a great quarterback like Russell Wilson with a guy who's got a bad thumb, who just had surgery and didn't start because the thumb wasn't 100%. But, you know, he played through it and now he's got another week. I think he could be close to 100% maybe this week.
I think the Rams defense is in Russell Wilson's head, by the way. I think they occupy space in there. His eye level came down just like we expected it would. He didn't play very well. He hasn't played very well against them. That's not the case with Rodgers. So that's why Goff's thumb is worrisome to me because I do think that Rodgers is going to score points.
How much time do you think Jalen Ramsey spends on Davante Adams, Pete?
Look, Jalen Ramsey is great against the bigger receivers like Metcalf. I think he does great jobs against those guys, even though he got him a couple times. He'll spend a lot of time on him. But I think they use him in so many different ways. I mean, there's so many things they do with him, you know, in the middle of the field, even at times, and he can play the slot corner. So I don't think he's going to spend the entire game on him, but he'll be on him enough.
Okay. So for me, I think the Rams are a little more live than y'all do. I do like this idea of this teaser, and I can kind of see, I mean, I've got the rundown in front of me, so I can see what y'all are teasing, and I like this idea. I'm not going to copycat it because that would be bad, but I think the Packers will be very, very popular in a teaser this week. How can they not be? They're -6.5. I mean, it's almost begging me to take Green Bay. I like the Rams catching 7. I think they can find a way to get through the back door if they do it. I'm going to take the Rams against the spread, but I do think the Packers will probably win the game. Here's the bet I'm going to take in this game instead of teasing it. I'm going to do $20, and this is live at William Hill right now. Devontae Adams scores a touchdown and the Packers win. I think Devontae Adams finds the end zone. This guy, I mean, he's a monster. I mean, like he has caught a touchdown every week with the exception of week 15 against Carolina, dating back to week 6. He came back from injury in week 6 and he caught a touchdown in 8 straight games, a receiving touchdown in 8 straight games. Then he caught 3 in week 16 and 1 more in week 17 against Chicago. He's a touchdown monster. They use him Aaron Rodgers looks his way in the red zone. He gets open in short yardage. He gets open in long yardage. He can break one. They use him again, like they'll be on the goal line and they'll find him. I think he scores a touchdown and I think you get the Packers to win there. So you get the money line plus the touchdown. I like the odds there. I'm also going to take $10 on Cam Akers over rush yards. I just don't think the Rams can even be remotely competitive without Cam Akers running the ball. It's 69.5 is what I saw. I don't think it's up on William Hill yet. I don't think I like anything under 75 though. I think Akers will rush the ball really well. He'll get one breakaway play and he gets over that total. So I'm going $10 on Cam Akers rush yards over and $20 on Devontae Adams touchdown.
You know what's great about this show every time we do it? This is where me and RJ learn about your picks, Will, since they're never in the rundown.
They're in the rundown right now. Good luck.
No, they're not. Were they? Where's Steve, RJ?
I was doing television for CBS Sports Network and I didn't have time to put them
out. Well, yeah, they're not in the rundown. Your picks are never in the rundown. Ever.
I don't see until they show up.
For those that are watching and listening, I didn't say what my number was or amount, but I'm over 45 for $20 on that green, or over 45.5 for $20. Okay. Flat. I used flat money on mine. I know RJ's doing the right thing, but I feel like I'd have shorted myself a dollar because I'd be 99 to win 90.
Okay. All right. So those are the picks for that first game. There's obviously going to be 4 huge games in the NFL on this week, but we've reached that time of year where there is tons of sports happening at once. NBA, college hoops, golf, hockey. Everybody remember hockey? Carolina Hurricanes? Yeah, I took them to 19 to 1 to win the Stanley Cup. That's right.
Oops.
Golden Knights are a championship contender and they drop the puck tonight for the first game of their year.
Any hockey bets for the Thursday night listening crowd?
I'm not that far in advance in the hockey yet. I'm still working at college basketball and NBA. That's it.
There were a lot of goals scored in the first night, weren't there?
The reason I mention all these goals.
There
were. A lot of goals in the first period. 4-1 to the over in the first periods on the opening night in hockey. The reason I mention that is because the CBS Sports app. It's not just the best scoring app on your phone. It's also where you get breaking news alerts, stories by us. When Pete and I write, you'll get those stories, standings, schedules, team pages, and all the sportsy digital stuff you're used to. And of course, if a game is airing on CBS, that means it's streaming on the CBS Sports app. Easy, right? Download it, re-download it. If it's got that little cloud logo next to it on your phone, and you know, we love those 5-star ratings. So don't hesitate to drop one for the app. If you do, tweet us a screenshot along with a mailbag question for us to use on an upcoming episode of the Pick 6 podcast. Go get that CBS Sports app. Ravens at Bills. Bills -2.5. The over under is 50 here, Pete. You mentioned you had the Packers in a teaser. Would you by chance be using one of these teams in a teaser?
I am, and I'm using him with the Baltimore Ravens. I think the Bills are going to win the game, but if you're going to give me that many points in a teaser, which would be 8.5, I'm taking it. And I just think with Green Bay and the Ravens together, it makes a lot of sense. I love this game. I think it's going to be close. I think there's a great matchup for the Ravens. They run the ball. The Bills have struggled with the run at times this year. They did get better in the second, you know, six, seven, eight games of the season, back end of the season. So I think it'll be interesting to see how they play him, what their strategy will be to defend Lamar Jackson. But again, this team will run the ball. They've run it on everybody. They're averaging, what, 262 yards, I think, in a game in the last six. So I think it's going to be close, but I think in the end, the Bills will win it. For that reason, I'm going to take Baltimore plus the 8.5 in the teaser.
I'm on the exact same teaser. Even if Buffalo wins, it's not going to be by more than one score, and Green Bay is going to take care of the Rams. So I got that same teaser. When you tease, you got to get -120. So I have $30 to win 25 on that teaser. If I had to lean just on the spread, I would go to the Ravens. It's a tough one to pick for me. Buffalo's been the more consistent team, but Baltimore's hit their stride. I had faith in the Bills defense coming into last week, which is one of the reasons I took them last week. And they got absolutely shredded by Indy. They couldn't stop Indy, you know, no matter what they did. And I don't have confidence they'll slow down that Baltimore offense that, as Pete said, it is 262 yards, rush yards in the last six games on average. And that Baltimore defense is good enough to get some stops. They completely shut down a really good Tennessee offense. So I think Buffalo can win and move on, but they need to play better than last week. So if you're just going to lean one way on the spread, I would lean to the Baltimore because they just seem to be playing a little bit better right now.
Yeah, I'm going to tease that one as well. I'm going to tease the Ravens up. I believe we're getting 8.5, crossing four key numbers is a lot of value. So that'll be my $20 teaser. The Green Bay Packers -0.5, Ravens +8.5. And last week, I couldn't have been, I don't want to say more wrong betting Tennessee last week, but one thing I didn't know Tennessee stomped on the Ravens logo at midfield in week 11. If I would have known that, I would have been completely off the game because that team came focused. That pisses teams off, and you don't need extra motivation in games like that. That was a motivated team. But I'll tell you one thing I will say is you guys talked about how bad the Tennessee defense was. They were not bad in that football game. They played well. They held Baltimore to 20 points, and one of them was a 54-yard run by Jackson. And so I thought the defense was tremendous, better than they had been.
Yeah, but does that say something about the Ravens' offense too?
And I could say something about the Ravens' offense. It does scare me a little bit that maybe the Ravens' offense, and that's why I was betting against the Ravens, because Jackson had not had a good year, and I thought put up some stats the last four games against bad competition. So I kind of threw that out, but I still think they're as good as the Bills. So I think this is going to be a very close game, and I think it could be a very high scoring football game. I didn't put a bet in there. I kind of ran out of money on that, but to redo this over, I probably would put a bet on the over. So I do like the game over.
How often will you get away from your numbers there, Kenny, when like a motivational factor, you know, where you're like, oh, they stomped on the logo. Nah, I'm not mad. Cause remember Vrabel and like Harbaugh was trying to fight players before the game. And there was like talk about Vrabel and Harbaugh fighting and they got mic'd up, mentioned it before the game. I mean, when you see something like that, are you willing to just be like, nah, you're not going to take the Ravens, but you're going to get off Tennessee as a result.
Well, teams that I did about a 10-year survey. I like to have numbers for everything. So I don't really like to make an adjustment if I don't have anything to back it up. But teams that have same season home revenge, is worth 3 points. It's to the line and going back and look at what the final line was and what the score ended up. It's worth 3 points to the betting line. So I would have adjusted that game from, Tennessee 1 to Baltimore 2. And would have had no play in the game. I just would have passed on the game then.
Okay. I'm going to take the Ravens for, $20. I'm going to take the Ravens +2.5. I think the Ravens win outright. If I'm, instead of taking the 2.5, should I just take the money line? Is that where, what's the
mold for that?
1 and 2 fall quite a bit.
Okay. Yeah. I think they'll win, but they might lose on a last second field goal. I think it could be a close game. I think there are two blowout possibilities in this game though. One where the Ravens get up 10, run the living crap out of the ball on Buffalo, and Josh Allen is forced to sort of press to throw into coverage against aggressive cornerbacks, Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters, and results in some picks. And then the other one is Buffalo gets a lead and Lamar has to throw in kind of nasty Buffalo weather. And I think if that happens, the Ravens could certainly get blown out. One thing that I look at for the Bills this season, they had an awesome season. Only lost 3 games. But the Chiefs, a loss. gave up 245 rushing yards. Cardinals lost, gave up 200, and I realized it was a Hail Mary, but gave up 217 rushing yards. They beat the Patriots by three, back in week eight and gave up 188 rushing yards, beat the Rams on a sort of a miracle win and gave up 167 rushing yards, and then barely snuck by the
miracle win. They dominated that game and the Rams got close at the end.
The Rams were leading until that pass interference call at the end.
Wait, did I have that wrong then? The Rams were winning.
The Bills got up big. The Rams had the lead. Yeah.
Was it a miracle? And by the way, when were those games?
Pass interference game.
What weeks were those games?
6, 10, 8, and 3.
Okay. Well, there you
go. And then the wild card last week, they gave up 163 rushing yards to the Colts.
Yeah, that's the concern last week.
All I'm saying is that you can run against the Bills.
Like, I mean, oh, yeah. You've been able. They're not big. They're a little team.
Right. And if there's one thing the Ravens do really well, it's run the freaking football. So I think the Ravens win the game. I think the Ravens are just playing really well and they're going to steal this one. It'll be
5 minutes into the game and Allen will make one bad pass and Brinson will send me a text and say, oh, zone coverage again against him. He can't handle it. All year long, he had one game against the Titans where he didn't play well against it.
The Ravens play man and blitz.
Of course they do. So, but you'll still try and send the text.
Why would I do that? It's not a case. I wouldn't text you that if that's not happening.
Look, was he not good last week against the Colts zone defense?
He wasn't good early on. I think he didn't play his best game. Look,
he ended up with three something and come on.
I'm going to retract that I would bet this over because I just went to check the weather. When I checked the weather a couple days ago, it didn't look like it was going to be bad, but it is snow and wind. Yeah. The winds could be over 20 miles an hour, steady 20 miles an hour the entire game.
That favors the Ravens in such a big fashion because Allen can throw in the wind. I get it. I'm not worried about the snow. But if wind is whipping and the Ravens can run the ball effectively against Buffalo and Buffalo is forced to pass against Baltimore, I really like Baltimore's chances.
What if somehow the Bills get up and the Ravens are forced to pass? He can't pass in normal weather.
I already said if the Bills get up big early, then it's a bloodbath. But I want to take my chances. I'll take the Ravens getting the points for $20. I am also going to, take because, you know, it's, look. It's been hitting the last few weeks. I'm going to take the over on Lamar Jackson rushing yards, 75.5. I'm going to put, put 10 on that. I'll put 10 on Lamar over rushing yards, 20 on the Ravens plus 2.5. RJ, might you have any props for this game?
Yeah, I like how he said that he has his props on the rundown. Now he's like, I'll take, let's see.
Yeah, he's just like throwing it out there and he doesn't even know what the number is. It's ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
I'll take this for that, and I might make it for 10. And RJ's right. You didn't. Your stuff isn't on the rundown. You're just going off the top of your head.
Yeah, I know what I want to bet on, and I'm adding it to the rundown as we go. Wait, what? My show? What do you want? That's how it works, bro.
This is my show. Put your damn stuff in. Put your stuff in the rundown.
I put it in my Viacom CBS notepad, and then I add it to the rundown. Frisco.
I got a couple of Dobbins props. Dobbins is having a great season, especially in the second half. I got him going over 57.5 rushing yards. Cold day, wind swirling. They're going to hand the ball off a lot. And it's minus 120, so $12 to win 10. He didn't get there last week, but he topped this in 5 of his previous 6 games. Buffalo's defense ranks 26th in yards per carry. Just allowed that 163 rushing yards to the Colts. We've said we have concerns about their rush defense. So I think he can get there. And then my other Dobbins bet, score a touchdown anytime at plus 120. $10 to win $12. He now has touchdowns in 7 straight games after hitting last week. I had that one, I believe, we think we talked about it on the Twitch show. I said that was my favorite prop there, pregame. And so Buffalo's allowed 21 rush touchdowns on the season. So I think that this is a good chance of hitting here since he's their primary, ball carrier at this point. So, I would go there. You can look at Gus Edwards too, but I think Dobbins is the stronger play of the two here.
Any props from Pete or Kenny?
I didn't go into the props. I'm old school.
Yeah. Okay, let's move along to the next game, I guess. Nice crisp pace here, fellas.
That's what we like.
That's what we like. Actually, before we do that, we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll hit the next game.
You just ruined it.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community.
With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So that was the break that you don't see on Twitch, but Pete tried to ruin it. Anyway, now the sausage is made, baby. Browns at Chiefs. Chiefs minus 10, over under 57. I mean, look, what an incredible run for the Browns against the Steelers, Pete. Do they have it in them? This game's on CBS. Talk me into the Browns walking down the Chiefs in this game.
Well, when I look at this game, I just think that this is going to be a lot like Gio's two playoff games in Kansas City. And remember, both times they got down, one team was a pounded team like the Browns in Tennessee. They ran the ball, they got up, they made a couple plays, and then they looked up and they were down 20. And I think that's going to be the case here. I don't think the Browns are good enough on defense. I love what they've done on offense. So this will come down. Can Baker Mayfield win a shootout with Patrick Mahomes? And I don't think he can ultimately in the end. I think they pull away. So I'm going to take $30 on the Chiefs. I just think that this is one of those games where we're going to see Patrick Mahomes remind everybody when he wants to turn it up, he can turn it up.
I am on the other side completely. I got Browns plus 10, 22 to win $20 here. Cleveland has all sorts of confidence after routing Pittsburgh despite their COVID issues. You know, everything against them in that game, they went out and destroyed them. Kansas City hasn't won by more than 6 since week 8. Cleveland is as good as most of those opponents during that streak. I wouldn't put them with the Saints, but, you know, every other team, they can make an argument there. And Kansas City is vulnerable against the run. Their stats don't show it because they didn't play a lot of good rush offenses in the second half, but they've been like that all year. And Baker only has one interception since week 7. He's good at avoiding mistakes. That'll keep them in the game that where Kansas City won't be able to run away. Cleveland's offense is 3rd in red zone success rate, while the Chiefs' defense is 32nd in red zone success rate and stopping teams in the red zone. So if Cleveland gets down there, they can get touchdowns instead of field goals, and that's what you need to hang with this offense. I do agree that the Chiefs are going to score theirs. I don't think they'll slow down. You know, the Browns will slow them down, even though the Browns are getting Denzel Ward and Kevin Johnson off the COVID list this week. That's going to help them at least a little bit, you know, in theory. But my secondary bet on this is I like Cleveland's alternate team total over 28 for plus 200. I think the regular total is 23.5. I love taking that if you don't trust the plus 10, just that they're going to score points. But going 28 to go plus 200 there, $5 to win 10, I think I'm going to get aggressive with, you know, a little bit of my last money. I think they'll get to 30. And it's gonna
By the way, I also have a $10 three-team parlay, and it's listed on here the wrong way. But what it is Packers, Chiefs, and Chiefs Browns over for $10. That's my three teamer.
Is it necessary to interrupt RJ's analysis of?
He was done.
I was done.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm Pete, you have the Browns over Chiefs and the Packers. That's a nice sharp parlay you've got there, taking two favorites and over.
He's got a correlation though, Chiefs and over.
Yeah.
Ooh, can you actually even parlay that? That game might be.
Yeah, you can parlay that.
Okay.
In the NFL, they don't care. If they were 17, they would let you. I like the game over. Both offenses, Browns, DVOA 9th in the NFL, their defense 25th, Chiefs second best offense, 22nd on defense. I think it's back and forth. I made the game 10, but you know, I don't trust the Chiefs, as RJ said, that they haven't beaten up on teams. And they fell behind in every playoff game last year. They seem to be slow starters a little bit. Number one seeds in this round since 2004 are 11-22-1 ATS. Number one seeds in the divisional round, 11-22-1 since 04.
Against the spread?
Against the spread, yeah.
Wow.
I'm over on this game. I got a $10 over ticket over 57 only because it went up. I think this opened 54.5 or 55. So
how high does this over under get before close, Kitty? Because I mean,
I think it's at the ceiling. I think 57 is probably the ceiling. You could see some under money toward, you know, on game day because it's such a high total. Winds are going to be about 10 to 15 miles an hour. That may scare some people off to maybe bet it under.
Okay. So I said a couple of weeks ago that I think the Browns are going to give the Chiefs fits. In the, I said that and I got a lot of backlash on Twitter over it. I didn't think it was like even that hot of a take because it's not like I said the Browns will beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. I just said if they meet, I think they'll give them fits. I just think that's sort of the matchup and how they can create this environment where they're running the football a ton. They're eating up a bunch of clock. You know, you force Mahomes to be really efficient with the possessions he has. And at the same time, you know, we've seen the Chiefs, as you guys have mentioned, come out slow. I mean, they've just been lethargic at various times of the year. I know Andy Reid is coming off a bye. That matters for covering the spread. But, I mean, six games under 7 points in a row? That's crazy before that Week 17 loss. I do think, however, that the Chiefs will get theirs. And I don't know. I took the over. I'll take it anyway. So the over on the Chiefs team total, 34.5 plus 105. I'm going to put $10 on that. I got it at 33.5 minus money, but that's 34.5. You're just looking for five touchdowns. If you look at the Chiefs, if you look at the Browns defense, as noted by Aaron Schatz of Football Outsiders, friend of the program, the Browns are 29th in DVOA against deep passes. They are 29th in DVOA against on third down. And they are 29th in DVOA against tight ends. Do you know what the Chiefs do really well? They throw it deep, they convert third downs, and they utilize their tight end. Like, that's just a bad matchup for the Browns. I do think, however, that the Browns keep it close enough to stay within the 10. I don't love it enough to bet it because I think the Chiefs could obviously go off and score late and pull ahead. I do agree with Kenny. I think the over is a great bet. But I will take the KC team total over 34.5. And I will also put $5 on KC to score 4 touchdowns. Is it exactly 4 touchdowns? No, actually, you know what? I'm going to scratch that because it has to be exactly 4. Sorry. I'm just going to take the team total. So $10 on the KC team total over.
Was that on your rundown? That 4 touchdowns? Or did you just add that?
It's on the rundown. I don't know.
RJ, can I get a verdict?
I don't know. I'm not looking at the rundown right now.
What does the rundown matter? I put my bets in now. Island Broker wants to know on Twitch, did Pete eat Doritos? Why does he keep putting his fingers in his mouth?
I'm not putting my fingers in my mouth.
Pete, Island Broker, he's trying to channel his inner Jameis Winston. He's trying to eat a W. Will you eat a W on screen, Pete?
What does he do when he does that? Do it.
You do Breeze it. Or Jameis?
No. Breeze is always like this.
Jameis makes a W with his hands and jams his hands in his mouth.
I don't know what that is.
You make a W, cross your middle fingers, get a W, right?
My fingers are mangled. I can't cross them.
You can't cross your fingers?
Yeah, not very well. Look at it.
What the hell?
Does it look like a normal hand?
Oh my God. No, it does not look like a normal hand. It looks like Torrey Holt's hand.
Yeah, it's gross. Look at that. It's like a big bump on it.
Torrey's got the thing.
Yeah, Torrey's is worse. That one's pretty bad because they're all bad.
How'd you get that?
It's called playing sprint and you wouldn't know anything about it.
Right. I got delicate, soft hands.
I bet Kenny's hands are bad.
No.
Kenny's a baseball player.
Yeah, I never had any problems with him.
The problem is Kenny's a good baseball player, so you might just be bad at sports. That's why your hands are all crunked up.
This is football stuff. That's what that is.
Samuel says Pete's old. He can't cross his fingers. That could be it too. Could be arthritis.
Tell Samuel I got a single digit that would say hello to him. That one doesn't need to be crossed.
That's not a W. That's an I. What are you doing?
All right. Well, RJ, do you have a prop in this game at all?
No, just that Cleveland alternate team total. They didn't have a lot of props up at the time that we're recording this now, at least right before I jumped on. I don't know if they have anything new on there now, but you know.
Mm-mm, they don't have any player props. I'm grabbing these from, Fantasy Labs post them. And then so I'm sort of aggregating and I'm assuming it's going to be close. That's why I would like the Cam Akers. I'd take it up to 75. I'm gonna take the over on Travis Kelce receptions up to anything under 8. I will take. Is that acceptable?
Sure.
You
do what you want to do.
I don't think it's going to open 8 or 8.5, and that's a ton of receptions.
That's a lot of catches.
I think it'll be 7.5, and I'm going to take the over at 7.5. It's a lot of catches. But
that is a lot of catches. That's, what are you putting on it?
I'm going to put $10 on it.
Okay.
So $10 on Travis Kelce over catches. And that takes us, as I make this up as we go along.
Brinson's already over $100. Like, he's like the 140 as much stuff as he's putting in today.
Am I? I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think I'm at
but the scary thing is you don't know.
I think I'm at $80. I got $20 left over for the last game. What are you talking about? Okay. $100. Right. And D-Bill will tell me if I'm wrong. the Bucks at the Saints. The Saints -3 over under 52. A matchup of somehow two quarterbacks who are younger than Pete.
Well, it's amazing too. By the way, did you see last week? How old did George Blanda look when he was 43? Here's how old he looked. My 85-year-old dad called me and he said, "My God, how old was George Blanda when he was 43? He looks older than I do."
I know, it's like Tom Brady's diet is avocados. George Blanda's are just cigs. Like,
it's cigs and scotch. Exactly. I mean, it's amazing. But look, this is two old quarterbacks, and I think one team has a better defense. And that's the Saints. The Bucs were terrible at defense against Taylor Heineke last week. I think they'll be better this week. I think the Saints will win the game, but I don't love it. The number's about right for me. But I do like the under in this game. I think both defenses are going to play better. I think the Saints defense played well, but I think the Bucs defense, you heard Bruce Arians say they let down when they had it, saw it wasn't Alex Smith. Well, they won't let down in this game. So I think the under is the play. I'll take under 52 for $20.
I'm on Pete's side again. I got to lean on the Saints -3. That offense finally getting healthy. Defense got back to dominating last week. The Tampa Bay offense went nuts last week, but the D has not been impressive in the second half, like Pete was saying. New Orleans, they played twice, obviously, earlier in the year. New Orleans won a weird game in week one, dominated in the second meeting. I think we could see a domination here, and I wouldn't put it on the Bucks to dominate the Saints. So I think this is going to be a blowout. It's only going one way, so it's another mark toward the leaning on the Saints on such a small spread. Those two games were Tampa's D's highest point totals allowed all year. So the one team that's getting to them for more points than anyone is New Orleans. And Tampa, like Pete, likes to keep an eye on the road, you know, and teams going on the road a lot. Tampa's playing their fourth road game in 5 weeks. You know, they could run out of gas with that team, you know, now going into the playoffs here, into another road game here. But I am also going to take the bet on the under, -110, 11 to win $10. Tampa Bay's offense putting up big numbers thanks to Brady, but that New Orleans defense hasn't allowed 300 pass yards in any game all year. 300 net pass yards they have not allowed. So that New Orleans offense could be a little sharper than last week, but I think their D dictates the game. The offense gets conservative in the second half. So I like the game to go under 52 as well for 11 to win 10.
So now here we go with my game, my opposite game of the day. I'm on the Bucks +3 with the revenge. I'm using that built in because it is worth 3 points in a season. So I think it's a very even game. We got two great quarterbacks. I tell you one thing, when people are watching Drew Brees and Tom Brady, the NFL is going to protect them. They'll be holding on every single play in this entire game, and both guys will stay clean. I don't think either guy will get sacked in this football game. Playoff games in dome stadiums, 29-13 to the over, 69% in dome playoff games. Drew Brees at home playing the Mercedes-Benz, 71-51 to the over, 58%. And Bruce Arians and Sean Payton have gone head-to-head 7 times. 5 of the 7 times they've gone head-to-head, the game has gone over the total. So I'm going over this total for $30, and I'm taking the Bucks +3 for $20.
Okay. I'm gonna take the Saints. I think the Saints, you know, people say that you can't beat an NFL team 3 times in one season. You can. It happens all the time.
It happens 20, hasn't it? 20 out of the 38 times it's happened, I think.
I had 14 of the last 21 times I had.
Exactly. It happens all the time. And the reason it happens all the time is because if you beat a team twice in the regular season of an NFL season, you're probably a bad matchup for them. So when they see you in the playoffs, it's not like they're magically figured things out. You're just still a bad matchup for them. The Buccaneers.
You're also probably at home.
Sure. That checks out.
Probably right. At home. And in all those games you just talked about, there were crowds in those games. So the home field right. did mean something in those That's football
fair.
Games.
That's fair. Maybe more importantly, the Buccaneers after that Washington game are now 1-4 straight up against top 10 defenses by DVOA in 2020 and 0-5 against the spread against top 10 defenses by DVOA. They don't play well against good defenses. And Brady looks sharp against Washington for stretches for sure. But I don't trust Bruce Arians against Sean Payton. I don't trust Bruce Arians to change up his game plan. And I'm not sure I trust them after that second matchup against the Saints to have a good defensive game plan. But they were like, we're going to do a bunch of zone on the back end and, make Drew Brees work for it. It's like, what? You want to do what? Like you want to let out, like, okay, that's a great game plan, guys. It cost them. They got shredded and I think they're a good coaching staff, Leftwich and Bowles and Bruce Arians, but I think Sean Payton's got their number and I like the Saints to roll in this one. So I'm going to put $10 on the Saints, minus the three, and I'm going to add a money line parlay for $10 on the Saints and Ravens, to win outright. That pays $10 to win 24. So, that's all I got. Any props from you guys on this final game?
Nothing from me.
I'm out of dough.
This show is a lot quicker. There's only four games.
Yeah, well, and they only didn't have props. William Hill doesn't have props on three of them. So at this point, so it's hard. I didn't want to, dive down and then just kind of guess a number and be wrong and tell people the wrong number.
Yeah. Okay.
So Kenny's lone wolf on the Saints Bucks game.
Means a comeback's coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's lone wolf on the over, you mean, or just lone wolf on that game?
Well, both sides. You like the Bucks? You like the Saints too, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, you can get the Bucks. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, he's lone wolfing.
Oh, no.
Buccaneer Island.
Might be Kenny's week.
Might be Kenny's week after all. Okay. This this feels weird to be done this early. We twitched for like 2.5 hours last week. As a reminder, you can watch Kenny and Pete on CBS Sports HQ plenty of times throughout the weekend. You can also check us out on Twitch leading up to both Saturday and Sunday games. We'll have various experts on to look at gambling stuff, props, DFS. I think we did a pretty good job last week. And after the games, starting the fourth quarter of the final game each day, myself and John Breach and other people will be live sweating out the fourth quarter. We roll straight in. We literally stream for 2.5 hours. Fourth quarter into post-game breakdown. Ryan Wilson shows up. We do the recap pods. If you want to see how the sausage is made and all that, you can do it. And if you want to go to sportsline.com and get tons of great picks, use promo code White to get all of RJ White's picks along with the DFS Optimizer, Mike McClure stuff, tons of picks from everybody else, and more great content. Anything that I forgot to promote from you guys?
Check out the Early Edge podcast too.
Oh,
daily picks, not just football, basketball, everything. They're crushing it in basketball right now. So if you tune in, they're up at 11 a.m. every day. By 11 a.m. every day, you can get some great NBA picks to hold you over during the week before we get to football Saturday and Sunday.
That's a good call. All right. Thanks guys for hopping on. Oh, you know what? Hold on. Sorry. I'm going to recap the best bets real quick. That was bad. Pete has KC minus 10 for $30. Remember, $100 budget for each of us. It resets every week, $200 at the Super Bowl. Saints Bucks under for 20. Ravens Packers teaser for 20. I really like that teaser. Packers KC over $10 parlay. Browns KC over for $20. RJ has the Rams alternate team total under 18 plus 100, 10 to win 10. Has a teaser on Green Bay and Baltimore, 30 to win 25. J.K. Dobbins over 57.5 rush yards. I love that. 12 to win 10. J.K. Dobbins anytime TD plus 120, 10 to win 12. Cleveland plus 10 for $20. Cleveland alternate team total over 28, 2 to 1, 5 to win 10. Saints Bucks under 52 for $10. Kenny has the Rams at Packers over 45.5 for 20. Browns Chiefs over 57 for 10. Bucks plus 3 for 20, over, Kenny loves the overs this week, over 52 for $30, and a Green Bay Baltimore teaser for $20. Feels like that's a consensus teaser. Is that too chalky, or would people use the Chiefs instead?
It's the obvious one. So, and it's the two Saturday games. So I'm looking at that, like, which team's going to ruin it? And I hope to God it's the Bills.
Ah, that's fair, RJ. That's a little bit of a hedge for you. Like, if you get the Packers early,
then I'm praying. We know one team's going to ruin it, and now it's got to be the Bills.
Yeah, but so like, you win the teaser, you get to pat yourself on the back. You lose the teaser, the Bills advance. And I've got the Davante Adams to score and the Packers to win for $10 is basically even money. Cam Akers over rush yard, 69.5 for $10. Ravens plus 2.5 for $10. The Ravens Saints money line parlay for $10. Let me just make up a couple more if that's okay. Just kidding, Pete. $10 Travis Kelce over catches, 75. $10 KC team total over 34.5. And $10 Lamar over rush yard, 75.5. Actually, I have 20 on the Ravens and 10 on the Saints. Sorry. Saints.
See, and he still doesn't know what he has.
Man, still I'm going on. To all this and host. Like, if I just had to sit there and jam my fingers in my mouth.
Oh my gosh. If you would just put them on a paper and have them outlined or have them on the rundown before the show, you wouldn't be all over the place.
I got busy. I had to do some CBS Sports Network.
Nobody cares.
My friend Caldwell. I was very caught up. You know, that's what happens. All right, that's it. That's the show. Thanks for watching. For Pete, RJ, we'll see you guys later. Make sure to subscribe, Twitch, and YouTube. See ya.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.